You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has appealed for urgent action to protect Iraqi civilians who are victims of the ongoing bloody war in their nation. And he prayed in particular for those who are trapped in the embattled city of Mosul.
Il mio pensiero va alle popolazioni civili intrappolati nei quartieri occidentali di Mosul.
Iraqi forces backed by US-led coalition airstrikes are fighting to clear Islamic State militants from Iraq's second city, where the coalition allegedly had a role in a March bombing which killed over 200 people. The Pope's appeal came at the end of his catechesis during the general audience in St. Peter's Square. Expressing deep pain for the victims of the bloody conflict in Iraq, Pope Francis appealed to all to make every possible effort to protect civilians, which he said is an imperative and urgent obligation.
Rinnovo a tutti l'appello ad impegnarsi con tutte le forze nella protezione dei civili quale obbligo imperativo ed urgente.
Encouraging the Iraqi people to pursue a path of unity within respect for diversity, the Pope also asked for prayers for reconciliation and harmony between the different ethnic groups that make up the population.
Invito a pregare affinché l'Iraq trovi nella riconciliazione, nell'armonia.
In his catechesis, meanwhile, the Pope encouraged Christians to always put their trust in God's word, even at those times where hope seems humanly impossible. Reflecting on St. Paul's letter to Romans, in which he presents Abraham not only as our father in faith, but also as our father in hope, Francis said the reading helps us put the strong tie that exists between faith and hope into focus. Great hope, he said, is rooted in faith. That's why it is able to go beyond all human expectations. We must all pray to God to open our hearts, and he said, will teach us what hope is.
Aprire il cuore alla fede e lui farà il resto.
Faith, he said, teaches us to hope against hope by putting our own trust in God's word, even at those times when hope seems humanly impossible. The Pope concluded urging believers to be confirmed in faith and hope during this Lenten journey to Easter, and to accept the promise of new life given us in the Lord's resurrection. I'm Linda Bordoni.